Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, March 28, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today is the third anniversary of this show, and I am delighted to have heard from many of you that this show has been inspiring, informing, and encouraging from over 140 episodes over the last 3 years. Now, on today's show, you're going to hear the highlights of two previous episodes from 2010. The first guest you'll hear is Patrick Snow, an international speaker, coach, and author of Creating Your Own Destiny and How Affluent Entrepreneurs Did It. The second guest you'll hear is Chris Gloss. He's a life coach and motivational speaker, better known as the Possibilitarian. Both of them will share how to thrive in this economy, deal with adversity, and give tips on coloring your life happy. Welcome to all of you, my listeners, whether you're listening live or listening later on iTunes or some other way. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. And if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. You can always visit my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Over there, you'll see a link that says follow the show. That'll give you weekly announcements. Add yourself as a friend. You also may sign up on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. You'll see links for those as well. Most important, if you've missed any of the previous episodes, they're available under on-demand episodes. Now, some of you have told me that you've always wanted to write a book, but you hesitated because you didn't know how to get started. Well, there's a solution for that now. If you're in Southern California and you would like a face-to-face class, I've created a 2.5-hour workshop just for you. I invite you to go over to my website and coloryourlifehappy.com, that is. Click at the top. You'll see a link that says workshop. You'll also see right there on the middle of the homepage some information. Take a link over and get all the details. This workshop is Thursday, March 31st, 2011, in the city of Orange in Orange County. If you're not in Southern California, don't despair. I'm going to plan a workshop just for you, too, so that you can participate from the comfort of your home or office, no matter where you are in the world. Let's get started with the pre-recorded episode highlights from 2010. Here we go.
Well, absolutely it is, and I think people need to understand that they don't need to participate in a recession. Obviously, we're having some challenges right now with the economy being the way that it is, but I firmly believe that we have a choice, and we can choose to participate in a recession, or we can refuse to participate in a recession. And I made that choice several years ago as we started to get into this to refuse to participate. And the way that we can refuse to participate is to not pay attention to the news, not read the newspaper, not watch TV, not let other people's opinion of world events impact our mind, impact that space between the ears. And so absolutely, yes, I firmly believe in any economic climate, we absolutely can indeed create our own destinies. And the way that we do that is we basically dream, plan, execute, and soar. Determine exactly what it is that you want and then take actions towards that until you make it happen.
I love that four-step plan you just said. Dream, plan, execute, and soar. That's fantastic. But, I'm anticipating that some of my listeners are thinking, well, yeah, that's great, Patrick, but there is adversity going on in this world, and we each individually are going to encounter adversity and ups and downs. So how can people best deal with this adversity that is going to come to all of us?
Well, I think first and foremost that we need to understand that adversity can be the best teacher that we have in our lives, and that we need to turn that university into our adversity into our universities. And by doing that, we can learn from these experiences that we have. A good friend of mine, he said there's no such thing as failure other than experiences gained that resulted in a different outcome than we had anticipated. and I firmly believe that to be true. Another friend of mine, Dr. Benny Morris, has said this about adversity. He said we can make a choice, and by that choice he means that we can choose to either let adversity defeat us or define us. And so I firmly believe that the adversity that we're faced with can define what our future is to be. And so based on that, it's a matter of just deciding what it is that you want and then pursuing that. One of the challenges, though, sometimes many people are left up to leaving their financial futures in the hands of other people.
It feels good up here in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining the Color Your Life Happy, What to Do When Things Go Wrong. I'm Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian. I'm called the Possibilitarian. One of my favorite people once said, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, no matter how dark things are or appear to be, raise your sights to see the possibilities. Always see them, for they are always there. And that's a quote that resonates with my life because growing up in the Bronx, New York City, while it was the murder capital of the world, I didn't have a huge outlook for life. You know, where I was growing up and where I came from, Dr. Floor, many people thought that having a city job was the best you can do. And people worked hard just to get a city job, and once they got that city job, they settled. That was it. I can hear all the conversations from my family members and friends at that time saying, look, just put in your application to get there. Just put in your application. And something was on the inside of me placed there by my mother, who's a 12-year cancer conqueror, that not to settle, to always reach out and look forward to doing the impossible things, things that say that you cannot do. You know, I look back over my life and I had an opportunity to have a conversation with a young man the other day, and we talked how, as we were coming up, they said we were not supposed to be on the planet at this time because by age 21, we should have been dead or in jail. And we beat the odds because we're still here. And that's what I like to encourage people, that it's possible. No matter where you are, no matter what your age is, no matter what you view your life as being different from others, you must recognize what Dr. Jeremiah Wright once said. He said that different is not deficient, that it's possible, that if you look within and you harness the greatness that's already on the inside of you, if you hold on to that, then no matter what happens in your life, when things go wrong, you won't go with them. Now, I need to place a disclaimer out here for everybody, because if you think that this is just going to be a pie in the sky motivational message to tell you turn a blind side when things go wrong, nothing's going to go wrong, you can live life floating on cloud nine and never experience any kind of trouble, well, ladies and gentlemen, you are on the wrong program this morning with the wrong guest, because I'm going to tell you right now, every step you take towards your dreams, you're going to have some opposition. You're going to face challenges. And these challenges in life, when they will come unannounced. Sometimes things come and things happen that are unannounced. I was talking to a very, very close friend of mine this morning, and it proved the fact that many of us are just one phone call away from having a life-altering situation that we have to deal with. You know, it's not something that you have time to deal with. You have to deal with it at that moment. But you know what? Things change because she woke up this morning to a text message that changed her day. Think about that. You are one text message away from having to deal with some stuff that will alter the course of history for your life. So we're all going to have the opportunity to stand strong when things go wrong, and they will go wrong. And many times things go wrong simply because it's your opportunity to grow.
Yes.
It's your opportunity to develop. I like what one of my mentors shared with me, that, Chris, your faith is developed in the gym of life. It's developed in the gym of life, and many of us must go to that gym and start out small. Sometimes we have to go in a gym and start out just with lifting an empty bar with no weights on it, just to begin this process of developing our faith. Because, you know, a mistake in life, Dr. Brown, is that sometimes people think that the best time to prepare and deal with challenges is when they show up. No, preparation. Preparation is key. If you want to know what to do and have a successful life or have a successful outcome, a successful result when things go wrong, you want to color your life happy when things go wrong, it's all in the preparation time. So I want to I'm going to share five keys with the listening audience today. Everybody that's listening, if you're not driving your car, I want you to have a sheet of paper out. There's a couple of things I want you to write down because this is an opportunity for you to color your life happy. And every time I think about your show, I get excited because I imagine myself having an empty canvas that I can color and I can draw whatever I want to draw and create the future that I want. I believe it was Joanne Donahue once said, rehearse where someday you will be. And when I think about color your life happy, whatever I put on the canvas of my life, I could put my favorite colors and objects and color and make it the life that I want it to be. And I can rehearse that today.
That's
so that's
right.
What I get excited about. It's like you have a do-over.
Right.
I'm fired up about color your life happy. So
I'm fired up that you're fired up. This is wonderful. I'm excited.
Yeah, because it's getting me excited. Okay, so what to do when things go wrong, how to begin this process. And it's important to write down first that it's a process. It's not an event. It's not something that just wake up and happens. No, it's a process. What I'm talking to you about, that these five steps that I will share with you today will begin the reconditioning process of your mind. The battles that we fight in life, when things go wrong, the opportunity to go with them, those battles are being presented to us in the arena of our mind, which I like to call the six-inch arena, which is between your left ear and your right ear. That's where the battles are fought. That's where we have to have victory, and it takes preparation. It takes reconditioning our thinking. And how do we begin that process and change? Because experts say that we think anywhere between 40 and 70,000 thoughts a day. And most of those thoughts are repeats. And if we don't do something about the thoughts that we're having, if they're continuing to be negative and sabotaging our lives, then that's the result that we're going to continue to get. And the colors that we use to color our life will not be the bright colors of summer. It would be the dark, cold colors of a winter. And we would never experience our best, never experience our full potential in life, because of the conversations that's going on. I believe psychologists call it our self-explanatory style. So what do we begin to tell ourselves when things go wrong is important, because we'll develop the optimistic point of view about life or a pessimistic view about life when these challenging situations come. So there's five things that I want to share. Right before I get to those five things, I need you to write down two very important quotes. The first one, successful people do daily what unsuccessful people do occasionally. Let me say that again. Successful people do daily what unsuccessful people do occasionally. So you have to make a decision. If you want to color your life happy, it's not just going to – you're going to have to put the colors on the canvas yourself. You can't allow someone else to color your canvas. You have to color your canvas. If you allow someone else to color your canvas, your happiness is dependent upon them. If you allow things to color your canvas, your happiness will be dependent upon those things. You will have to make the decision, get your paintbrushes out, and color your own life happy yourself, because successful people will do daily what unsuccessful people will do occasionally. What are your daily habits? What are you willing to do on a daily basis to make sure that you're experience the type of life that you always desired? The responsibility is in your hands. This is one of the most dangerous radio shows to listen to today. Why? Because we're removing from you the opportunity to live a life of excuses, because you are on notice. You are being served today on the Color Your Life Happy radio program. You are being served notice that it's in your hands. Your happiness is in your hands today, not in someone else's, not in getting a job, not in hitting a lottery, not in someone buying you a birthday gift. No, your happiness is in your hands today, and you're responsible from this day forward. So welcome to one of the most dangerous radio shows on the planet that puts the responsibility back in your hands. And that's where you want it. You want the responsibility because you want to take control over your life. So here's the second most powerful quote that I want you to write down in order to color your life happy. What you do daily determines what you will become permanently. What you do daily will determine what you will become permanently. The five things I want to talk about today are going to be the daily regiment program. There are five areas of the daily regiment program. What are you going to do daily? See, I can look at your life, and as a coach, and Dr. Brown knows this, that when we look at your life, there's two things that we can look at to tell if you're serious, about coloring your life happy. If you're just trying to tell us some fantasy or if you're telling us the truth, we'll know if you're serious if we just look at your checkbook and your calendar. If we look at your checkbook, we'll find out how you spend your money and your calendar on how you're spending your time. So if you're spending your time and money on things that are not beneficial to you, that are not nourishing, then you're really not serious about coloring your life happy. You're really serious about the hope strategy. The hope strategy is not a good strategy, just waking up hoping things will go right. No, you got to get involved in this process. You got to roll up your sleeve, make a decision to be happy, and then pursue happiness. You only have to pursue happiness. It's there for you if you begin just to walk out this process. And I want to share these five keys with you. So if we look at your checkbook and your calendar, we'll find out what you're investing in. Are you investing in the coaching that Dr. Flora Brown talked about so that you can take your life and your business to a new level? Because you can't see the picture if you're standing in a frame. You don't know what colors to use. You don't know where to get the colors. You don't know where to get a new canvas. You need some coaching to get the process started. It's worth investing in yourself to do that. How you spend your time. Are you spending time with positive people or negative people? Take a look at your cell phone today. The reason why you can't color your life happy, the key to it may be in your cell phone. You don't have to watch the movie The Secret. The secret's in your cell phone. Look at your cell phone. Look at the last 10 people you talked to. Were the last 10 people you talked to motivated people, inspired people, dreamers, people taking action, or were they complainers? Were they lazy people? Were they couch potatoes, people that are critics in your life? Because that's the key. Because whoever you associate with will determine how high you can go. If you show me your friends, I'll tell you why you are where you are. If you show me your mentors, I'll tell you where you're going. So who are the last 10 people you talk to? I suggest to you to stay plugged in so you can stay lit up with this Color Your Life Happy program, radio program, and take your life to the next level. Why is it important to have a daily regimen program? Why is it important? Well, if you look at some of the most wealthy people on the planet, and I've studied the wealthy people, I studied some overwhelmingly successful people, and they all have something they do daily that takes their life to the next level. Because remember, what you do daily determines what you will become permanently. Donald Trump, in his book, The Art of the Deal, he lists 10 things he does every day. Every day there's 10 things that Donald Trump will do. That's in his book, The Art of the Deal. So then you have to ask yourself, what are you doing on a daily basis, and what are you becoming permanently? Mary Kay, before she died, she wrote down 6 things she would do daily. When she died, her company was worth $1.2 billion. 6 things she did daily. What are you doing daily will determine what and who you will become permanently. World champion basketball player Larry Bird, he's known when he was playing in the NBA to shoot 500 free throws every morning before breakfast. Because he wanted to perfect his craft. He wanted to become the best. So what you do daily will create your future. So the question for you right now is, what are you doing daily? What are you doing daily to produce the results you want? You want to be happy? Look at your daily results. Are they leading you to this place you want to enjoy life? Or are they leading you to a place filled with drama? Drama. And let me tell you, drama is something you don't want in your life. It's easy to find, and it's hard to get rid of sometimes. You got to get rid of some negative, toxic people. So let me get into these five areas in the time that I have. So here we go, the Daily Regiment Program. I love to call it the DRP, the DRP, or Daily Regiment Program, 5 key areas. These 5 key areas, number 1, reading. reading. So I'm talking, the first three have to do with the three gates that protect your heart and life. Everything you allow to come inside your heart, inside your garden, will blossom. Whether it's positive or negative, it will grow. So you need some filters. You need some gates that need to be protected so you don't allow things in. And your first gate is your eye gate, and that eye gate is through reading or even what you watch on TV. Right? Never allow anything before your eyes you don't want in your life. So if you're in a positive relationship and your mate starts to want to watch divorce court, that's a negative seed that's about to be sown and destroy your relationship. You have to protect your eye gate. If you don't want it in your life, don't allow it before your eyes. Don't read magazines and books that don't speak to the best of you. Why? Because you're about to allow some seeds in your life. If you want to color your life happy, you want to know what to do when things go wrong, you got to protect your mindset. You have to protect your mind. Whatever you allow to come in your mind, it will grow and develop unless you uproot it. So your eye gate is so important. You have to aim your reading. Aim whatever you're going to look at on TV. And I recommend that you don't look at a lot of TV, that you need to target what you look at on TV. Make sure it's positive. Make sure it's nourishing. Make sure that it can take your life to the next level. And wherever you want to go in life, reading can help elevate your thinking to get there. So aim your reading. Whatever you want to do or become or be, do, or have in life, get books that speak to that. You want to become a radio show host like Dr. Brown? Get books to find out how to do this thing. Find out, get some coaching from her to find out how to take your business and life to the next level. Get whatever you need to do, and that's what you need to read and focus on so that you can better your best. You can always better your best. So that's the first gate. The second gate, your ear gate. So what are you listening to? What are you allowing to come inside your ears? Remember, failure to protect these gates will allow negative seeds, doubt, to choke the life that's on the inside of you. And you want to make sure that you color your life happy. So if you want to know what to do when things go wrong, you protect these gates, and that's that listening gate. My favorite book says, faith cometh by hearing and by hearing. So if my faith is going to come by hearing, if I'm not listening to the right thing, I'm going to allow fear in. And once fear gets on the inside of me, I won't reach, I won't stretch, I won't grow. That fear will contaminate my faith. Once my faith is contaminated, I will become idle. And it's interesting to me, so many people's favorite television show is Idol American. The last thing I want to be is an Idol American. I decide I can't be a couch potato. A good friend of mine, Andre Jameson, says that motivation is only for the self-starter to keep moving. That's what motivation is for. So protecting your listening gate. You can't afford to listen to everybody's radio show. Some of the radio shows that you listen to will take you down a wrong path. They're giving you more reasons why not to live your dreams than to live your dreams. They're negatively affecting your self-explanatory style about what you're saying to yourself. Radio shows like this, you need to tap into. If you stay plugged in, you'll stay lit up, because it's giving you the match, the nourishment that you need to live a fulfilled life, not just in any one specific area, but according to my understanding of your show, Dr. Brown, and what you mentioned earlier, that your show provides ways to create lasting happiness in every area of your life.
Yes.
So it's a whole life opportunity, and protecting your ear gate will have everything to do with making sure that you survive a challenging outcome when things go wrong, because you've already prepared your mind for success. The next area, or the third gate that you need to protect, is your mouth gate. What are you saying? What words are you allowing to come out of your mouth? What affirmations are you speaking on a daily basis? One of my favorite quotes that I've heard in 2009, that words are the arrows we send ahead of us. So what words are you using to create the future you want? What words are you using to color a bright future? What words are you using to nourish and build up the relationships in your life? What are you saying? Not just about yourself. What are you saying about other people? Because whatever you spend your time focusing and concentrating on will naturally expand in your life. You have to monitor your words. What are you saying? Are you agreeing with the negative news stations when they say, oh, it's a recession and we're all going down? No one is going to be able to make it. You know, are you agreeing with that with your words? You have to recognize that even in time of a recession, there are three powerful R's. And I want you to write these three R's down. Recession restores resourcefulness. Recession restores resourcefulness. That simply means growing up in the Bronx, New York, you make a way. You find a way. You figure it out. Well, they laid you off at work. Well, you start a business. You learn how to become a life coach. You learn, you get out here, start doing training. You know, I'm going through a life coaching certification program with the Bond Institute, with my Audacity coach, Tanoa Bond. I'm going through life coaching certification, although I'm already a certified performance coach. Why? I'm making a huge net for opportunity to find me. So I'm asking people, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to stand there in front of a closed door, or are you willing to go towards the open doors? When that closed door happens, recession will restore resourcefulness. You figure out how strong you are when the hard times hit, that you figure out how to get some money in there. You know, I don't know about you. My mortgage company, Wells Fargo, they don't want to. They don't call and ask me, am I having a great day? They want my payment. So they say, Chris Gloss, right. You get out there and you figure it out. I want my money. So I'm telling you, you'll figure it out. You get resourceful. And if you don't know how to get resourceful, you need to get some coaching. Contact right. Dr. Brown. Contact me. I'm connected to some of the best coaches on the planet. You need some coaching. Get the help you need to get out of that box. Okay, great. Let me get to the last two here. The five steps in the daily regimen program, things that you need to do daily, because what you do daily determines what you will become permanently. So first I said reading. Monitor your reading. Aim your reading. Monitor your listening, because it's not just what you listen to, it's who you listen to. Make sure you turn your car into Automobile University to get the information you need to take your life to the next level. Number three was speaking, your affirmations and confessions. What are you saying daily? What words are you creating? What words or arrows are you sending ahead of you? Number four, association. Birds of a feather not only flock together, but they go in the same direction. If you hang out with losers, you will be a loser. You have to take a look at your relationships, ladies and gentlemen. Examine your relationships. MIT conducted a phenomenal study many years ago and found out that you earn within $5,000 of your five closest friends. So if you want a pay raise, change your friends. Change your relationships. Upgrade your friendships. You know, if you have friends that's always trying to get you to do something negative, you need to get away from them. If you have friends that's always trying to distract you off your vision, you need to get away from them quick. In the words of, say that again? Oh, yeah, in the words of.
Quick, real quick.
Real quick. Like in the movie Forrest Gump, run, Forrest, run. So run, Chris, run. Run. You don't have 1 second to spend with those, especially if some of your friends, if you have an argumentative friend in your life, someone that always likes to argue, you better run, and you better run fast. By the time this radio show is over, you need to have made a decision to leave them alone. There was a study conducted a couple of years ago, and they found out that 1 minute of anger reduces your immune system 4 to 5 hours. So just having a 15-minute argument will reduce your immune system 3 to 4 days. One 15-minute argument, your associations, when you say that this friendship is killing me, you're right. When you say
well, absolutely it is, and I think people need to understand that they don't need
show?
To participate in a recession. Obviously, we're having some challenges right now with the economy being the way that it
week,
is, but I firmly believe that we
have
a choice, and we can
exciting.
Choose to participate
I'm talking
in a recession,
of my guests,
or we can
but refuse our show is over.
To participate
come
in a recession.
Next week, join me.
I made that choice several years ago
from you
as we started to get into
in
this to refuse
online.
To participate.
Goodbye now.
The way